Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at Virtuoso Travel Week, first Virtuoso Travel Week in 2 years. And it's great to be here back with my friend David Kollner, who's the Senior Vice President of Strategy for Virtuoso. And they've been doing a bit of things over the last 2 years, and you're going to find out a little bit about some of the improvements, some of the things going on, some of the things they're telling their members, and you'll find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, David, first of all, great to see you. It's been too long. We used to do these interviews all the time, and we missed a year, right?
Oh, I missed you too, James. And it's good to be back and see everybody here too.
Absolutely. So here we are, and you did announce, a bunch of things. And one of the biggest things is really about the events, such as this one. Talk a little bit about how you've reorganized your events.
Well, the events have changed in a number of different ways, and also some ways are actually returning back to our full event schedule from previous years. For the year ahead in 2022, we're planning on several different types of events for frontline advisors. Mm-hmm. We're going to be taking the Virtuoso Travel Week format and going on tour at cities around the world in a 1 to 3 day format. That brings Virtuoso Travel Week's networking, professional development, and opportunities just really to learn about what's new in the industry. We're also going to be doing a new series of events called Virtuoso Connects. Those are half-day evening events in smaller cities around the world where advisors and partners can get together. We also have Virtuoso Pop-Ups, which are 30-day immersive, focused online events that run and really allow the advisor to build a specialty. And those events are really like the crux of what we're offering for the frontline advisors around the world. Of course,
those are the frontline advisors, and then of course you have for your owner managers.
Exactly. Of course, we have Virtuoso Travel Week, which will be, of course, returning in 2022 here in Las Vegas. For owners and managers, we have the Forum Series, which is what we call our owner and manager meeting. It's held regionally to be specific around the world to the needs. Those are all happening in the early part of 2022. In fact, we did announce that we'll be holding our event in San Antonio, La Cantera, towards the end of January in 2022 for the United States and Canadian members. And we'll be announcing dates in Europe, Latin America, Asia, and Australia, New Zealand shortly. In addition, we also have the Virtuoso Symposium event, which is
a big one, yes.
It's a big event. It's a favorite of all the members in Virtuoso. It's a global event, and it's really about thought leadership and what's happening next in the industry. That is actually happening both in 21 and 22. We'll be holding it at the end of October in Vienna, so we're very excited about
it. Now going to be 21 years since the Virtuoso name was announced and unveiled to the members, right?
Yes, exactly.
I was there. That's crazy.
It's all happening. So yeah, Virtuoso will be returning to Vienna in October. And then we'll also be planning a symposium event in 22, probably in the May timeframe. And then finally, we do have the Virtuoso Chairman's event. This is to recognize our top producing member agencies worldwide and those that are the most engaged in Virtuoso. And that'll be happening in 2022.
Well, let's talk about your members. How many travel agency members do you have now worldwide, and they represent how many advisors roughly?
Yeah, great question. We have been updating our numbers throughout the pandemic, and we have just released our latest statistics on the Virtuoso Network here at Virtuoso Travel Week. So Virtuoso comprises of over 20,000 travel advisors. Mm-hmm. These are all the advisors that have profiles on virtuoso.com and can be seen by our preferred partners. That is about a 10% drop from our peak at 2019 that was announced. And we're really proud of that number, actually. If you consider the impact in the industry and the number of people who have left the industry, I think it's a real testament to the strength of the Virtuoso member agencies who have retained staff. And also, a large number of agencies have actually joined Virtuoso during the pandemic.
I heard that stat, and that was interesting.
Yeah, 26 agencies this year alone have actually joined Virtuoso. So we're very proud of that, and I think it really speaks to the enduring value of being a part of the network and our focus on luxury leisure. In terms of total locations, it's about the same. It's 1,200 locations around the world and actually in more than 50 countries. So we continue our global footprint in all these different continents.
Well, it's interesting. So we've gotten through the pandemic, and you have most of your membership and more coming back, right?
Exactly. We're very proud of that, and thank you to all the Virtuoso members who've done that.
Let's talk about the types of membership. You have sort of you sort of changed a little bit your membership benefits, and talk about how that's structured now.
Yeah, we used the pandemic as a time to really simplify and streamline what it means to be a Virtuoso member. And we've really broken it into two components. The first is what we call core membership access. So when you join Virtuoso, you get access to about 40 different programs and services that help you build your business. Mm-hmm. And what's great about this is it's all-inclusive. You can use as much as you want to, all part of the Virtuoso membership offering. And then we have created a portfolio of what we could just call add-on programs. And these really allow the member agency to decide how much they want to engage, how many additional events, additional marketing opportunities, technology solutions. And those are really just done a la carte, where an agency can choose to how much they want to add into their program.
But you also announced some new benefits as well, if I recall. You know, things like, the Be Wise Travel Guide, which is a sort of a sign of the times, because that it deals with information on COVID all around the world, right?
Yeah, what's been exciting and challenging at the same time is that the team at Virtuoso has been hard at work at actually trying to improve and offer more timely programs and services to members. This includes a new program called the Be Wise Travel Guide. It's in partnership with CIBT, and it basically allows members to quickly go online and determine travel requirements by destination based on your passport of the traveler. We've seen actually usage increasing, as you can imagine, with the uncertainty and the number of changes happening.
Changes that happen almost every day now.
Yeah, exactly, on your last trip maybe even. So what's exciting about this is that it's just a great tool to help kind of navigate the times that we're in.
And then you have a few other ones, some productivity and booking tools, right?
Yeah, so Virtuoso offers a suite of air, hotel and cruise booking tools. These are available at no extra cost to our members to utilize and incorporate all the Virtuoso amenities and benefits on all those types of travel, which has been really great.
And then another thing you have, you just changed around your Virtuoso exclusive hotel offers, which will now be available through the GDS, right?
Yeah, what's fun about this is that there's always been promotions and packages that are exclusive to the Virtuoso network that advisors can access, and those are available on virtuoso.com. Mm-hmm. What's new is with the Virtuoso exclusive hotel offers is that there's actually a special rate code in the GDS that advisors who are in Virtuoso can access. It's available to be booked online through Sabre, so fully automated, and then also displayed online through all those online tools, including Virtuoso.com. What's also great about these promotions is they include the Virtuoso amenities, and they are exclusive to Virtuoso member agencies. And they include great things like 30% off rates. They include hundreds of dollars of additional amenity benefits when you're on property, and sometimes even exclusive experiences that you just can't buy that the partner is using to really appeal to the Virtuoso traveler.
No, that's great. And another thing, I want to talk to you a little bit about some program that's been around for a long time, Virtuoso Voyages, and I think you announced some sort of updates to that as well, right?
Yeah, we're really proud of Virtuoso Voyages. It's one of the hallmarks of Virtuoso and our collaboration, and really it set the bar for the entire industry about how these things work. Virtuoso Voyages is offered on over 500 departures through 2023. And what's also been fun about this is that we have really updated the actual offering to include some additional communications with the passenger themselves that Virtuoso is automating on behalf of our member agencies. As you can imagine, in times like this, things tend to change a little bit. So it's a great way where Virtuoso, who's actually producing the voyages, benefit, or events that go with the cruise, can just stay closer in touch with the consumer. In addition, we are bringing back Virtuoso Voyages host training. So one of the hallmarks of the program is that Virtuoso members host other Virtuoso member agencies' clients on a ship. And that carries a very strict series of both activities that the host must do on the ship, as well as expectations of performance and behavior and client service. We've always required people to be certified and trained to do this. Sure. And so we have just started doing this in a virtual online experience.
Perfect. You need it today, and you probably needed it before, but it's great to have it now.
We need it, and we know there's a pent-up demand of advisors who want to become Virtuoso Voyages host. It's a great way to market yourself as well as to build business. You know, I'm hosting this cruise, send it to all of your clients. It's a great way to kind of package that up. So we are actually also offering some in-person dates now as health precautions allow.
No, that's great. Now, another thing I want to talk to you about is the Virtuoso Preview Program, which has been around for a while, but you made some changes. This year you added some hotels, but you added the first cruise line, right?
I know, it's pretty cool. You know, Preview is a great concept that Virtuoso launched, which is to help suppliers open or reopen strong. And the idea behind this is that Virtuoso's network of advisors with their amazing clients can really help a hotel or whatever property start the very first day fully booked. That's really what our vision is behind the program. In exchange, the hotels offers all sorts of exclusive insights to Virtuoso members, amenities, advanced booking windows. We also create an advisory board where Virtuoso agents work, Virtuoso advisors work with the supplier to actually help curate and craft the messaging and positioning of the hotel before it opens. So it really is crafted towards the needs of the Virtuoso traveler. Now, this in the past has always been a hotel program, so we're very proud. We still have 6 hotels that are in the program for 21-22 and more being added. But for the first time ever, we're actually expanding this to cruise, and we'll be applying those same principles to Explora, and they are joining us as our very first Virtuoso cruise preview program.
No, it's great. Explora Journeys from MSC, the new luxury division of MSC, and they're not going to start until 2023. So it's interesting you have them now. And they're led by, their top sales guy is Chris Austin, who a lot of people know out there. And he was Cruise Personality or whatever 2 years ago, right?
Well, of course, we love working with Cruise, with all of the people at Explora and with Chris. So yes, we're very happy to be working with Chris again in this capacity. And I just think it's fun that Virtuoso advisors can actually help shape the destiny of what the passenger experience and what the cruise experience is. And we love that Explora wants to partner with Virtuoso in that capacity, as well as lots of other training and education to learn about this new product, because it is really quite a bit different.
That segues great into the last topic I want to talk to you about is training and education of advisors. And you've got immersion programs. You've got a whole new set. You mentioned the Virtuoso Certified Travel Experts. You're going to do that in a virtual form and all kinds of things. But tell us a little bit about the updates on training and education of Virtuoso advisors.
Yeah, a couple updates. So Virtuoso introduced a new program called Virtuoso Immersion. It allows an advisor to join a program that allows them to build a specialty in a destination or a type of product or a brand. Mm-hmm. It's an online course that is tailored just to those that are actually interested in this particular offering or destination. We have almost a 100% recommendation. It's like 99% advisor recommended in terms of wanting to attend another immersion, and it met their goals for being in the program. In addition to immersions, we're offering the pop-ups, which we mentioned earlier, which is kind of like an event slash professional development experience lasting about 30 days. And then we also have a couple of our training programs about new to industry advisors. A recurring program is the Virtuoso Certified Travel Advisor. We call it VCTA. And that program has been around for several years. It's, again, exclusive to Virtuoso member agencies, and it really helps launch an advisor's career. We see that advisors who attend VCTA, Virtuoso Certified Travel Advisor, outsell other new advisors by 72% in their first year. So, I mean, that's amazing if you consider the amount of a springboard that those advisors are getting and building their business. A new program that we're just announcing here at Virtuoso Travel Week this year is something called Travel Basics. Right. Again, it's an exclusive program just to Virtuoso. It was designed by Virtuoso members, and it really covers through 19 modules and a couple of assessments, as well as owner-manager-guided program. Really that fundamental side of this. And, you know, as I was asking you earlier, James, what's the difference between connecting and adjoining rooms? If you don't know the answer, you should join Virtuoso Travel Basics.
I should know the answer because I did take the CTC course many, many years ago. But I think I know, but I'm not. Do you know? I don't
know. Put that in the comments, maybe, if anybody knows the answer to that one. But anyway,
my big thing is, what does FIT mean?
Okay, well, there's another question for you. Yeah, I think it's fun. It's like, you know, some of those things that, like, for anyone who's worked in the industry for a long time, they're very, like, almost natural things. Like, how do you book a cruise? Well, Travel Basics really breaks those things down into just the really simplified basics, because it can be very intensive for an agency, particularly small agencies that may not have the resources to onboard new advisors. And so this Travel Basics really fills that gap of just the core things that people need to know. Again, curated for the Virtuoso type of an agency working in the leisure space. So we're very proud of that program.
Well, David, that's a lot of stuff. Is there anything else you want to mention to highlight that was announced here at Virtuoso Travel Week?
We've got lots more announcements coming that I know you've got a couple other interviews coming from Virtuoso Travel Week on Wanderlist and what's ahead with some of our consumer marketing. Our best of the best hotel program has gone digital, but I'm going to have to save that for my colleagues who are going to check in with you next time.
You've got to give them something to say.
Exactly.
Again, David, great to see you. Great to see you live here again. It's been 2 years, hard to believe, and hopefully hopefully now this is the start of a new beginning. We'll be seeing each other possibly in Vienna. I hope that's going to happen. I'm looking forward to that. And again, next year at Virtuoso Travel Week.
Sounds great. Thanks, James. Thanks, everybody.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.